All right, good evening, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We just want to welcome all of those who are continuing to join us on the line and getting ready for another fabulous message as we talk about learning from your losses. As we were talking before, that this is a topic that really hits home because everyone, you and I, at some point have experienced a loss, are experiencing a loss currently, or will experience a loss. So there is something in for everyone. So it's also something that we can share with everyone. So as we are just getting started, this is the most perfect time to reach out to others to just share in this word. So call them, get them on the line, text them, so that they can be here and sharing this, because this is a powerful message. And as we've talked about, it takes something. It takes something to walk through a loss and to learn from it, and to also know that we can count it all joy. That's a gift that we've been blessed with. So let's move forward so we can get started, not only here on the phone line, but also on Facebook Live on the Tellius M. Carr page. Let's move forward with our leader, Mr. Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Yeah.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
Great, thank you.
Good deal. So, y'all, we're getting started on the call tonight, and we've been talking about this whole week, learning from your losses.
Mm-hmm.
And things that we can learn from. But before we get started, I want to open up a prayer, Miss Kiana, and then we're going to get rocking and rolling.
All right. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the continued opportunity to serve you, to fellowship, and to just praise you. We are grateful for this ministry and our leader to continue to push us deeper into your word, Heavenly Father, so that we can continue to gain understanding and just walk in your will. Heavenly Father, there's so much to be grateful for, and in and through everything, you give us opportunity to learn the lessons in and throughout this life. May we do so and understand how great the learning is in and through the losses. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right.
Sorry about that.
All right.
I thought I was talking on the phone. Had it on mute. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
What you got for us this
another
week?
Powerful topic.
Oh, yeah.
Learning from your losses. Losses can come in several ways. Sometimes you think you win and you lose. And sometimes when you lose, you actually win. I'm not saying that to confuse anybody, but count it all joy and count your blessings. You never know where things come from. And people do certain things for a reason. You might get impatient with the Lord or think he didn't listen to your prayer or hear you cry. But, yes, well, he knows it, and he knows when to do and what to do. If you just, you know, those of us just grow a little more patient with our discipline, you know, he will take care of everything. And those that wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. I dare you to try. And I'm going to just say that. I dare you to try. One thing about this Bible that we keep reading, I don't know one place in the Bible where he has broken a promise. And he hasn't broken one to me. He's undefeated. So he obviously knows what he's doing. I mean,
right.
You can't half believe in him and not. He's not a mere man where you can be on his side one day and not the next day. Or like some of us fair weather fans be with sports teams or what have you. Either you with them or you're not.
Right.
So just consider the source. Remember, he's an undefeated team over here. So if you're not a part of that team, you need to really check yourself. But he's undefeated over here, so learn from your losses. What you call losses, because those are not losses to him.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Well, y'all, let's get ready to rock and roll. I'm about to go on live, so let me press this on live right quick. Everybody can see me out there. Let me know when y'all see me out there on live.
All right.
Let me clear this screen or something. Let's see. Oh, damn. There we go. Y'all see me?
All right. Just popped up. Let's see. Let's get it.
All right, I see Miss Tiana. Let's begin to get rock and roll. Let me get online as well.
All right. Learning from your losses.
All right, y'all ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So learning from our losses. Powerful, powerful. If you haven't yet got a chance, make sure you go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Hey, we got some powerful stuff on there. This week has been amazing. I love it. And we're gonna get to the business tonight, okay? So let's start some email questions. Ms. Tiana, what you got?
All right. First question this evening. I am in a constant churn of loss, one thing or person after the next. If I don't have time to reflect, how am I expected to learn?
Okay. How are we expected to learn? All right.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn and Ms. Tiana, Ms. Tamika, Ms. Katina? Yeah. The question is, can you put that question out there? Okay. I am in a constant churn of loss, one thing, person after the next. If I don't have time to reflect, how am I supposed to learn, Mr. DJ?
Well, first of all, what are you going to reflect on is how you look at it. You need to change your way of looking at things, your attitude, if you will, about what you have lost. You may be taking it as a loss, but, hey, car keeps cutting you off, and you're getting further and further back in traffic, but you're not
right.
The one in that accident. You need to look at that. You're not the one up there. If you went speeding up there, think about if you think you lost now, shoot. Think about it, had you have been up there at the front and see what you would have lost. So maybe your reflection is wrong.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, I am in a constant churn of loss, one thing, one person after the next. If I don't have time to reflect, how am I supposed to learn? I believe that you have time to reflect. Sometimes you got time to, you know how you eat on the go? You get to learn on the go. Some things you don't have time to be sitting down talking about, well, let me look at the losses I've had. Let me count my blessings. Sometimes you got to learn on the go. And life will throw curveballs to ensure that. Y'all know what I mean? You will lose and you will lose. I mean, yesterday, your best friend started acting crazy. Y'all at odds. You know, today, your dog acting crazy. Y'all at odds. Your job acting crazy. Y'all at odds. The car acting crazy. Y'all at odds. So you don't really have time to reflect. A lot of times you learn on the go. But you know what happens? A lot of times it teaches us who we are. You know, some things in life, I'm telling you, when we take an L, some things in life, you'd be like, man, is that how I act when I get in, you know, in a bind like that? Is my attitude like that? Do I not consider others, you know? So a lot of our losses actually reflect who we are. We get to see it from another perspective. Y'all see what I'm saying?
And that's called, we need to call it a reflection instead of reflect.
All right. All
that
right.
Way you can look at yourself. Yeah, because if it's you, the center of everything, then it just might be you.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Mm-hmm. Nefa and Ms. Jamara and Ms. Crystal? Ms. Nefa said, live in your strength. Ms. Latonya says, focus more on the blessings and positivity that does surround you. All right. I like that. Now, learning from your losses. Now check this out. Learning from our losses, that's a topic, right? Now, what about people who don't experience losses? What about the people who have it all going on? Should we say that they are beneath us since they don't experience losses?
Hmm. I would call them delusional. No.
The reason I'm throwing it out there is sometimes we place ourselves in a position to lose. You ever seen somebody that's always miserable?
I don't have nobody that's like me. Nobody wants me to think. They put themselves in a losing seat, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot from you just not liking me. It's not that they don't like you. I don't think you like yourself.
Right. Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
What you say, Ms. Nefa, as we are experiencing the loss, you have to reflect at that point. That's right. A lot of times, we don't like ourselves, and that means everything else around us is a loss. You know,
right.
I mean, and let me say this now. Learning from your losses, a loss is based on your perspective. Because, see, how many people say somebody then lost, you know, the battle to cancer?
Oh, yeah.
That's based on your perspective. That is not a loss. My Bible, that I believe in God. God says to die is to gain.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer,
come on.
Let me tell y'all this. Cancer has never defeated one person, not one. I'm trying to tell you. If cancer defeated someone, that means Satan defeated Jesus at the cross.
Come on.
Now, do understand. Now, learn from your losses. Do understand. He said, you know, all pestilence, all disease, every known sin known to man was on Jesus at the cross. We don't have to be holier than thou to believe that, right? Everything was on Jesus. Every ailment, every discouragement, every sin, every deed, it was on Jesus. So cancer was on Jesus at the cross. If it was going to defeat somebody, why did he get up and rise?
Amen.
I'm trying to tell y'all something. Just because something knocked you down don't mean that you took a loss.
Amen.
Can I say that again? If it didn't kill you, it make you stronger. But I'm going to say one even better than that, Mr. DJ. Oh, my. Catch this now. It thought it killed Jesus. But see, here's the thing. Just because it kills you, does it keep you down?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Come on.
All right now. All right.
Come on.
All right.
And you know what?
Go ahead, Mr. DJ.
They messed up when they lifted him up. They messed up when they lifted him up.
That's right.
That's where they messed up. They had him when he was down. But when they lifted him up, oh, boy.
That's right.
That's where they messed up.
That's right. And, y'all, so it's based on your perspective, and it's really where you are in God. If you look at it as a loss, you see, to me, every experience is a learning experience, whether we win or lose. The thing about it is we have to develop this mentality where we absolutely hate to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Say this again. You got to hate to lose. See, when you hate to lose, that means you will do everything in your power to prevent that from happening. So many people accept losing as if it's something comfortable, as if it's the norm, as if it's just, you know, that's supposed to be. No, it's not supposed to be. If you're on God's side, losing should not be an option. Now, the Bible says a righteous man will fall several times and get up, but falling and losing are two totally different things. Losing means I go home because I lost something.
Right.
You see? See, we ain't losing. See, that may be a temporary back. Y'all, listen to me now. Huh?
No.
That may be a temporary setback, but it's setting us up for a major comeback. That don't mean we lost. Okay? That don't mean you lost. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
We say it best this way. I once was lost, but now what?
I'm found.
Bam.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Well, see, here's the thing. If you define yourself as being lost, that means you can never win. But see, the fact that, but now I'm found, that means that loss, I learned from it. Everything that I did wrong, everything that I did when I was in the world, I can actually share that with somebody, and that can be a testimony.
Yes.
Amen. Right here.
But you share with people when you was lost. But here's the thing. You share with them verbally when you was lost, but you show them the winning team. You show them the winning side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All
right,
right now. What you say, Ms. Nefa?
Right.
Ordained detours. I like that. Ordained detours. I like that. Uh-huh. What you say, Ms. Nefa? You say you win or you learn. That's how I look at it. All right. You win or you learn. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all, we have to put ourselves in a position to always be on the winning end. That don't mean it may start off when you win, but I'm going to enjoy the ride.
Right.
That's right.
That's right. All right. We got to enjoy the ride. All right. Who is this? Let me see who this is trying to go. If somebody want to go live, I bet she's like, no, not me. They don't want to go. I thought she was going to go live with me for a second. All right, so what we got next, Miss Tiana? She ain't about to lie.
Ms. Latanya posted the question, would God allow me to lose some things to teach others a lesson?
Oh,
question.
Yes. Definitely.
Would God allow me to lose some things to teach others a lesson?
Mm-hmm. Personally. I could speak on that personally. I lost my eyesight, and I do more teaching and have gained more wisdom and knowledge. My faith in God is strong, very, very, very strong. And it amazes me sometimes with faith and discipline that I show people who have two good eyes that they don't have faith. So I will gladly pronounce that at every hymn and turn that I can. You know, they say if you have faith of a mustard seed, well, you lose one of your senses. And you let Christ use you. He'll show you what it'll do.
All right. What you said, Miss Anifa, always opportunity for growth. Miss Crystal says, even if you lose, you must learn from what you may or may not have lost. Learning is the win. Boy, you said that. I like that. Learning is when you win. If you don't learn, that means you took two L's. The initial and the last.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
Miss Nikki said, God remove and replace. All right now. Okay. Not others, the less is yours too. That's right. So with the question, repeat that question for me, Miss Tiana, please.
Yeah, it stated, will God allow me to lose some things to teach others a lesson?
Okay. Absolutely. God would allow us to lose some things to teach others a lesson big time. Have y'all ever seen, and like Miss Nisa said, it's for them and us, not just for them, it's for us too. Have you ever seen somebody with no arms, but they still get around good? Have you ever seen somebody with one leg, but they still do jobs that people that have two legs can't do?
And
in other words, isn't that a testimony? Isn't it a testimony that some of us lack certain, you know, let's say certain talents and gifts? But even with what you lack, it's the willpower. That means, here's the good thing about it. Others see it as a loss. You see it as an opportunity. In other words, what I don't have, I don't complain about. I'm so much about winning that I'm going to use what I have and go get this thing.
Yep.
Y'all follow what I'm saying? So in other words, if I don't have two fingers, I mean, if nothing more, I can do this. Peace. I can still. Tiana, I can still pick up a pencil like that and write. You understand? My whole point is, my whole point is, use what you have. Appreciate what you have. God sees how you appreciate the little before he gives you more.
Absolutely.
How
do
you know the little things that God give you before he gives you much more? All right? How you doing, Ms. Katina and Ms. Wendy? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, you can.
I think of a good friend of mine who actually went through breast cancer, right? Diagnosed, went through the process, et cetera. And 2 years later, her sister was diagnosed.
Okay.
And she was re-diagnosed. But she believed that she had to go through it the first time to understand it so that she can be there with her sister and go through that journey together. Right? That what could have been perceived as, oh, my God, it's been hitting me twice, she took it as, here, I learned from this, and now I'm able to share and walk through this journey to make it easier for someone else.
That's absolutely right. It depends on your perspective. Okay? Yep. It depends on your perspective. Mm-hmm. Some people take it as a loss, and God, why me? While others say, God, I know you're preparing me. I don't know what you're preparing me for, but I take it.
Yep.
So I would never take it as a loss. Because if this life that I live is not my own, you already ordered my steps, how could anything be a loss? It can only be lessons.
All right
now?
And you know something, Mr. Carr, before you continue, if Christ were to come right now or come into you and said, hey, I want you to come to my house for dinner, what's the first thing we're going to ask? Or are we going to ask anything? But let it be me. Let it be me or you. Or you say, hey, DJ, I want you to come by my house for dinner. What you think the first thing I'm going to ask?
What
I'm going to ask you.
What you
exactly.
What you cooking.
Exactly. What you cooking? Which means if it's something that I don't like, i.e. a blessing or something that I don't understand, I'm going to reject it. Well,
right.
Christ prepares things for us daily. And you don't question him. You don't say, well, why are you letting this happen or why are you letting that happen? Well, what day are you going to bless me? I've been ready on that day. You understand what I'm saying? So why do we do this? You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. What you said, Trey? Miss, okay, what you say? Your attitude determines your altitude. Jocelyn, okay, I got you.
Amen.
So, Miss Winnie, what we're talking about, Miss Winnie, is we're talking about learning from your losses. We all experience losses, but here's the thing. Do we all learn from them? How do you know you learn from a loss? Wow. Mr. DJ, let's pose that question.
Okay.
How do you know that you have thoroughly learned from a loss?
In my opinion, you know you done learned from the loss when you don't repeat it, when you don't do the same mistake again or go through that method again. Like what?
Like
and
that.
This is just an example. Just an example. I didn't grow up getting beat for the same thing over and over. It didn't take but one time. I call a whipping for one thing, you ain't going to catch me doing it ever again. I wasn't one of them kind of kids who you didn't have to keep telling, I told you don't go there. I told you don't do that. Why you keep... So
right.
When you learn that lesson, when you thoroughly learn it, you don't go there no more. You don't repeat that.
Look, and to your point, DJ, and to your point, not only, I'm going to piggyback off my brother, not only do you not repeat it, if God should present it, boy, I'm about to go somewhere with this.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to repeat something. See, a lot. Let us be mature in our understanding. Remember the Bible said, in all I'll get an understanding. Watch this. You don't have to put yourself there. God will place you there sometimes. So it's not
right.
That you repeated it. God presented it. The loss,
yes.
How you know you learn from it, is when it's presented to you, you'll see it, and you'll be like, you came with some more. Oh, now you came with unforgiveness, pride, and jealousy. Okay, break it. What did that thing say? Break it. So what I'm going to do now is, since God, you presented it, you wouldn't put nothing on me, huh, that you have already prepared me for. So you presented it,
right.
And I'm prepared. Now watch my punch. Watch how I play. See, this is how you know you learn from your loss. In other words, I defeated you 2 years ago. So you want to come back
right.
Back in the... You must be, watch this, you must be here so that I can show somebody else how to get over you. That's it. So I'm going to do this thing over again, just so somebody else can learn. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Got to be the working example. Yes.
Yeah, you know why I say it's not that you just repeat it? To DJ's point, how you learn from a loss is that you don't repeat it. But here's the thing. You also learn that when it's presented, that you know God has prepared you, and now you punch. In other words, forgive your brother 7 times 70?
Yep.
That means you're gonna be presented with opportunities to either forgive or not forgive. But see, a lot of people say you learn from your losses, that means I don't ever deal with you again. If that be the case, God wouldn't deal with us.
Amen.
Yep.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. What you say, Miss Crystal? You don't do the same thing to make you lose. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? So so if it was about, you know, repeating, that's to one point. You don't repeat it on your end, meaning you don't sin.
Mm-hmm.
But God will present it. Because, see, the loss is when you don't forgive. I don't know if people know that. You take a loss every time you say, well, God, I'm ready to forgive them right now. That's a loss.
Yeah.
Let me say this again. Because we have a hard time. We have a hard time accepting that. Because pride is wrapped around our neck. We talk about a noose. Pride is wrapped around our neck. When you don't forgive somebody, I don't care what they've done you. Nothing they've done you outdo what you've done God.
Amen.
Right? And when we don't forgive people, we take L's all day long. How you take an L? Because you're not representative of who Christ is. In other words, the Bible says we wise men win souls. How do you win a soul? Through obedience. How do you lose a soul? Through disobedience. Called sin.
Right.
All right. So we've taken L's every time we don't forgive. Oh, yeah. I know it was hard. But forgiveness don't mean fellowship. That don't mean that y'all got the arm lock and sing kumbaya. Forgiveness say, I forgive you, but I don't have to deal with you.
Right. And thank God he didn't deal with us the way we deal with each other, Mr. Carr.
Okay.
Boy, you know, some of us, ooh, Lord, how much. You took my seat in the fifth grade. You know, we 50 years old now. You know, I can't stand, you know, we don't forget nothing, boy.
Look, If we had a heaven and hell to put people in, you already know our mom and daddy might be the only two people in the heaven with us. Maybe sisters. You know what I'm saying?
They might
your accountant. But other than that, everybody who did you wrong going straight to hell. Thank God we don't have a heaven nor hell. How you doing, Ms. Arlene? You see what I'm saying? So we got to learn from our losses. Just because somebody threw you under the bus, learn from that thing. That don't mean that you don't trust people. That just know I know how to handle people. Let me say that again. That don't mean that you don't trust people. When the Bible says come out from amongst them, he didn't say remove yourself. He said don't have their mindset. See, in other words, I can be in a room full of foolishness, but I don't have the same mindset. In other words, I didn't came out from amongst them. You follow me? Because,
if
I remove myself, who would I be winning? If I'm around people who save, how could I win souls?
All right.
Hello, somebody. So we got to learn from our losses. In other words, what I'm trying to say, Mr. DJ, is this. I don't care how good you are, you do know that you can learn from people who have taken more losses than you. Don't you know that you can learn from people who keep on getting it wrong? You can learn from them. You know why? Because you can say, man, I know what not to do. Let me build my portfolio.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know you got it going on. I know you DJ Khaled and all you do is win. But don't you know that you also can learn from the person who's losing? You can evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
You can critique. Not criticize, critique. Critique means I'm going to straighten your tie up. Get you right.
Yep.
Critique says, I see something wrong. Let me help you out. You can critique them,
but
also you can learn from them. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Don't you know you can learn from people? Listen, just because you're the parent, you can learn from your child. Just because you're the pastor, you can learn from the congregation. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
And if you think I'm lying, learning from your losses, watch this. Didn't somebody struggle to get to Jesus? And Jesus said, who touched me? He knew who touched me.
Right.
He wanted to speak. And then watch this. Jesus, being a Jew, said he only came for Jews. I want y'all to know that.
Come on.
Watch what the lady said. Even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table. Jesus allowed himself to be taught. This is the master. He knows it all. But you know how you sit there with a little book and you say, baby girl, you know, if your daughter's young or your son young, you know, baby girl, boy, teach mom and daddy. And you sit there and let them teach you. It's not that you don't know. You let them shine. In other words, Jesus let himself be taught. Listen what he did. The lady said, even the dogs eat the crumbs of the master's table. Jesus allowed correction in front of people. You know why? So that he can win the ones who was looking. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better catch that now. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Boy, humility is a big thing. Learn from your losses. It's okay. I know you know it all. But see, here's sometimes you got to take an L for the better. See, in other words, sometimes you got to take an L so other people can see. In other words, Mr. DJ, I don't proclaim to know everything about fitness, and I'll sit there and listen to you and be like, you know what, DJ, you're right. So what I just did was allow me to humble myself, right, to humble myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then now what other people see is, man, okay, he can be the head, but he also can submit and listen. You don't think that's decent in a great way, right?
That's right.
You ever seen somebody that know it all? Well, Jesus wasn't a know it all at that moment. He allowed himself to be corrected. That lady said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master table. And because of her faith, was she not blessed? Learn from your losses now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How you doing there, Miss Chantel? How are you? Miss Dina, how are you? My Cali connection. Miss Rhonda, how are you? All right, Miss Latonya said, indeed, God places others in our lives all the time so that we can learn from. All right, now. What next question we have, Ms. Tiana?
All right. The next question is, after losing my father and both his parents this year, I have not been myself. I've been nasty to everyone, and I want to be better. How do I turn things around?
Okay. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you answer that one.
After losing both my parents?
Yes, after losing my father and both of his parents this year, I have not been myself. I have been nasty to everyone, and I want to be better. How do I turn things around?
If you want to be better, then you need to honor your father. And I'm not talking about just your earthly father, neither. What you need to do is become the person whom your father raised you or taught you to be. Now, some people might say, well, shoot, he ain't have no impact on me. Yes, he did, because if you're acting out towards everybody, you're bitter. And what you've done is let go of the master's hand. That's what you've done. Obviously, that person did mean something to you, and you know right from wrong. You need to get a grip and realize who they belong to, which is God anyway.
Okay. So after losing my father and both of his parents, I have not been myself. You can stop right there. You clearly identified the problem. You have not been yourself. So go back to what you used to be. And as a matter of fact, be better. You just identified it. You said, I have not been myself. I have been nasty. You identified and you diagnosed it yourself. Okay? To everyone. Mm-hmm. And I want to be better. How do I turn things around? You have something called free, W-I-L-L, free will. Okay? It's mm-hmm. your choice. See, the thing is, learn from your loss. In other words, stop being nasty to the people who are here because you experienced a loss. Love people while they're here. How about that? Love people mm-hmm. while you're here. How about that? Y'all ever seen yeah. somebody just crying and crying and bawling and crying? You ain't crying when they was here. Why are you crying now? That's a good yes. question, right?
Yeah, it's like David.
Yeah, yeah. Let's keep it 1,000, right? What you say, Ms. Taylor? Like David, what you got?
I was going to say it's like with King David when he lost his son. He didn't bawl after he lost his son. He bawled when he was in that when he was ill to ask for him to be healed. But then he was joyful and celebrated his life after he passed.
Okay, there you go. Ms. Crystal, what you say? You already stated by saying you want to be better. That's the first step.
Yep.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. That's the first step to acknowledging where the problem lies. You know how many people don't even acknowledge where it is and they continue to take a loss? If you can't identify, listen to this. Y'all write this down. God reveals things to heal things. Write it down.
Amen.
Write it down. That's going to help somebody put it on your refrigerator. God reveals things to heal things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need y'all to type that in the comment section so I know that y'all see me. How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? Put that in the comment section so I know that y'all here now. Y'all paying attention. God reveals things to heal things. Okay? Now, that is very important. The reason why that's important, because when we understand that it's not a loss that can't be touched and healed and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Listen to it now. When we understand that little temporary loss, or so we may think. We understand that the Bible said that we are more than overcomers. To be more than, to mean, I see you overcoming, but I'm bigger than you. I'm better than you. I'm greater than you. I'm more than you. That's what more than an overcomer is. You know, how you more than a girlfriend. Because if you more than a girlfriend, what are they, Mr. DJ?
Huh. You more than a girlfriend, you better be a wife.
Come on. If you more than a girlfriend, you are a wife. If you more than an overcomer, that means you sitting up there with righteousness. In other words, righteous people don't take long-term losses. It may be temporary, but it's for a reason. In other words, it's not really a loss, it's a delay. Man.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, did they miss that? It's not mm-hmm. really a loss, it's a delay. In other words, mm-hmm. the Bible says, listen, patience is a virtue. God will delay things, as we call it a loss. God will delay things to work our patience. My God.
Amen.
You know what patience? You know what patience is tied into? Patience is tied into submission. See, to be patient means that you have to. You ever notice the people who are the most patient are also the people who are the most submissive? The people who are not patient are not. Mwah, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Y'all ever notice that?
Definitely not submissive.
Typically, people who mm-hmm. are submissive are patient. Typically, people who are patient are submissive. Typically. Not all the cases, but typically.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. And this is God's honest truth. So we got to take that and run with it. So I don't take it as a loss. I take it as a delay. The reason why, if God promised it and God has promised you victory, that means I just didn't get it in the first quarter. But we got three more.
Come on.
That's right.
Didn't he say the race is not given to the
swift?
Swift or the swift.
Not
right.
To the strong, but to those
swift
who
endure to the end.
But those who endure to the end. So that means we got four quarters. Are you ready? Let's get it.
Come on.
Huh? The game ain't over until Jesus say so. See, I know somebody say the game ain't over until the fat lady sing. Well, she must be skinny by now because it ain't over yet. She got to be skinny.
That's right.
Tiana, she got to be 115. She got to weigh 115 because it's not over yet. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But you have not taken a loss. All you have taken was a delay. Learn from your delays. It's not a loss. A loss meaning that's to the point of no return. So you think you can't get it right with God? Who can't get it right with God? The Bible said everything that has breath, let them praise the Lord, right?
Yes.
That means nothing and nobody can stop you from doing what's right. So all that is
yes.
a little delay. That's all it is. That's not a loss.
All
but
right.
You can learn from it. Whatever you want to dress it up and call it that. But learn from it along the way, okay?
That's right.
Amen. All right, okay. All right. What you say, Ms. Kristen? There's no time limit on grief. Focus on every day to be a little better than the one before. I like that. That's absolutely right. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a question for everybody. I got a question.
Actually, there's one more post. Another person.
I'm sorry. What did they say?
Miss Andrea Johnson, she said, it is normal to grieve. However, grieving allows us to love, but let go and let God. I have been there. You have to allow your loss and hurt to make you strong. I lost my mom and father at a young age. That loss became my strength to minister to others. We born to die. So we know this is a part of life. I think of everything Jesus went through for us, even giving up his son, we too will go through to get to.
That's right. That's right, Ms. Andrea. That's perfect. That is so perfect. That's good. That's some good food too. So check this out. Not everybody take losses. And just because, I mean, not major losses like that. And major is, again, subjective. All right?
Yep.
Somebody can say they didn't get their shoes. They ordered from Amazon. That's a major loss. So it's subjective. My point is, not everybody lost a parent. But here's how we learn from a loss. Because didn't the Bible say, love your neighbor like you love yourself? So I consider myself, Tiana, when you lost your mother, Tiana, I love it, Tiana, like you love it, Tiana. So I feel your pain, Tiana. So I'm learning from your loss because we are what? We're connected. Boy, see, this is good. This is good because not everybody will experience what you experience. In other words, do not discount or disregard people because they haven't taken losses like you. It doesn't matter. When you connected in God, they should feel your pain and you should feel theirs. See, don't do that because not everybody would take the loss of a child. So that don't mean they don't understand your pain. That just don't mean they don't have the physical evidence of what you have. But when there's love in the building, come on now, when there's love in the building, that means what you went through, I went through. So I took a loss as you took your loss.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Because we quit. I'm telling you now, this is how you don't learn from a loss. Because we're talking about learning. You know how many times we have pushed people off, get away from me, because you will never understand. You ain't never lose a sister. You won't understand. Don't do that. See, that means you have yet to learn from your losses. Let them embrace you, please. Come on, you got to be fair now. Let them embrace you. They have never lost a sister, but you're a sister to them that they're losing, because you're losing your mind.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let people embrace you. Let them experience what you experience. You understand? They might not have a sister to lose. They may have been the only child. But don't push them away and say you won't understand. Help them to understand. Let them see your tears. Let them embrace you. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm trying to help
All
us.
All right.
Now. I'm trying to help us. This is true because y'all know we are quick to be to differentiate. In other words, you know, you're not in this category of people who have kids to lose one, so you would never know. Don't do that. That's not cool. They may not be able to have kids. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough?
Exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. All right, y'all, let's get to this question. Next email question. This is my question, okay? How can you be a sore loser and learn at the same time? Let me repeat that question. Boy, I love it. I be having Tiana over there. See, when Tiana get quiet, that means she over there. She got that college brain that she be thinking. The question says, the question says, how can you be a sore loser and learn at the same time? Mr. DJ,
most,
what
you got? Most sore losers are earnest because they hate to lose. They're going to take the information, analyze it, rewind it over and over, and make sure that they learn so that they won't lose again.
Yes.
Ms. Tiana, I like that, Mr. DJ. I like that. What you got, Ms. Tiana?
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, a sore loser is truly someone who is not okay with not having to win. So all they're ever doing is seeking out how to never be in that same position again. So great learners.
Okay. I'm a challenge that I'm just going to be, you know, I'm going to do something a little different tonight. Not that I don't agree with y'all, but I'm going to play devil's advocate. Let me do that.
All right.
Learners and losses. How can you be a sore loser and learn at the same time? Let me play devil's advocate. An arrogant sore loser can never learn because they all self. They're all about self. In other words, an arrogant sore loser would take the ball in their own hands. I'm the man, get me the ball, let me do this. But a humble sore loser will actually get everybody involved and make it all inclusive. In other words, come here, y'all, let's do this together. In other words, a humble sore loser actually helps others to grow. And arrogant sore losers say, y'all can lose if you want to. I won't. So the arrogant sore loser never learns because they have this thing called pride, riddled all about their continence. There's a difference. The humble sore loser says, man, I don't ever want to experience that again. Y'all, come on, we got to get together and do this right. The humble sore losers put people in place, help them grow, because they do things as a unit to never do it again. The arrogant says,
right,
I don't care if y'all lose, I won't. See, watch this. I'm about to teach y'all something. The arrogant sore loser is married. I'm going to use marriage. The arrogant sore loser, Mr. DJ, said, that's my husband over there. I don't care what he's doing in the streets. That ain't me. But baby, what they say in New Orleans, baby. Let me tell you something. What you don't know is that the Bible says when you are married in God, you no longer become one.
Uh-huh.
So what your husband doing in the street is you, whether you know it or not. See, but the arrogant sore loser say, I don't care what he doing. That's him. That ain't me. He can be sleeping with all the women in the club. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm straight. See, the arrogant sore loser say, I won't lose. He can. But, baby, I thought it was one account. In other words, if you got $10,000 in the account and you putting money in and he's taking more out, you still at zero. You know that, right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's the arrogant sore loser. The humble sore loser, y'all better catch this. The humble sore loser says, hold on, babe, where you at? Oh, no, we got date night. Come on, we got to do this together. Hey, you can take my phone. I'm going to take yours. We in this together. Because, see, if you mess up, I mess up. And we ain't messing up. If you follow where I'm going with this. In other words, we not losing. Boy, I love that. I love when somebody say, we ain't losing. We going to get through this. Don't you hate when somebody said, hey, I hope you get better? No, forget I hope you get better. See, I'm a humble sore loser, meaning I hope you get better. We're going to get better together because the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. That means if you're down, I'm down. But see, I'm not down when you're down, so let me lift you up because we're not going to stay in that bed. We got to get up. Now, whatever I got to do to help us make it, we're going to do that. What you need, some vitamin C? What you need, some? Oh, yeah, we're about to get what we got to get because we got to get up. We got too much to do.
Mr. Carr, an arrogant sore loser has nobody to celebrate victory with.
Mr. DJ, let me turn you up.
I mean,
one more time for him.
Yes, sir. An arrogant sore loser has nobody to celebrate victory with.
Come on, y'all. Y'all see that?
If I may break it down, the Temptations was a bad group, but there was one member, David Wilson, and he was a bad man. He could sing. Even when he won, he lost.
Come on.
I mean, by himself, hey, go be on your own group. If you're that good, go be solo, and it never worked out for him. So I'm just saying, even the arrogance of them, they ain't no team. Go be a team by yourself. Because even when you win, you lose, because ain't nobody there no more.
Come on. Would you say, Ms. Rhonda, evaluate the situation and come up with a solution. I like that. Okay, learn from your loss. Jennifer said, when I lost my sister at the hands of a murderer, I never lost my faith in God. It hurts, but it has made me stronger in God because if it was me, my sister would have felt the same way. I looked her killer in the face, and I told him, I forgive you. Boy, it don't get no realer than this, y'all. See, we can't make this up.
Amen.
Real. This is a lot of people. This is real. She said, I forgive you, and I am praying for you. This presence came over my body. When I really want to curse like a sailor, God's grace and mercy has brought me through. Learn from your losses. That's what's up. That's what's up. What'd you say, Ms. Andrea? They have to learn the strategy to find the good things in the losses to win. All right. All right. Great example. Drumline. I like that. Let me give you another great example. Mr. DJ said the Temptations. I'm going to say New Edition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Your arrogant sore losers, Bobby Brown, which I like Bobby Brown. Ralph Tresvant, which I like Ralph. I like them all. John, did they go as far as the three that couldn't do, that was the least talented? Bell,
nope.
Bill, DeVoe? Nope. Who's still touring to this day? Who's still touring the most? Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. I can only imagine Ricky, Bobby, and Mike. I mean, I'm sorry, Ricky. What is it? Okay, Bill, DeVoe. I can only imagine them three learning from the other losses. I guarantee you they said we're going to stick together like glue. I guarantee that.
Yeah,
they had to learn
expanded
from the losses.
And
do y'all know how hard that is, Mr. DJ?
Yeah.
You know how hard that is? They didn't put their trust in their brothers. New Edition was a group. And then they had to split up because arrogance and egos and all that other stuff. So now I got to trust two other people because it was a group of three. I got to trust, you know, two other people. I'm the third one. Man, I didn't gave my trust, but they did it. In other words, they learned from their losses. And to this day, Bill DeVoe still tours. I mean, Bobby Brown do too. But guess who inspired him most? Bell Biv DeVoe. See, if it wasn't for Bell Biv DeVoe, New Edition would never get back together. When they do.
That's right.
Y'all would catch that.
Yes.
Catch that now. That's true.
Now you know. Mm-hmm.
Now you know. Huh?
Girl,
what you got, Miss?
No. Yes. Oh. What I was going to say is what's interesting is from DJ and I's response to you taking us to an arrogant loser. When I was thinking about it, I was thinking of if I'm one-on-one, like a tennis match, right? If I'm losing, then I've got to learn from that and make sure I don't mess up. So for me, it was great to go from individual loss to team loss. And just wanted to call that out and acknowledge that.
Okay.
And Ms. Tiana, what you just said is more powerful than you think, because in tennis, you don't get a point just by hitting the ball over the net. You got to serve before you can score.
Yep.
I don't know how many times you hit that ball. If you don't serve, then you can't.
Yep.
I know DJ Trump was talking about perfect chicken. If you don't have the cluck-cluck on it, don't get it.
Hey.
All right. Here go to the next question, y'all. Here go to the next question. The question, what'd you say, Ms. Jennifer, the five heartbeats? Eddie Kane still had it? Right. All right. That's right, Ms. Santia. It was harder to recognize the loss. It's awesome to learn from it. All right, here's the next question, y'all. Is it ever okay to be content with a loss?
Only if you see the purpose and gain the knowledge of learning from it. Then yes. If you know, and I only say that with love. If I know I didn't put my best foot forward and the outcome is not favorable, I can't be mad at God or anybody else.
Okay. Is it ever okay to be content with a loss? What'd you say, Miss Tiana?
This one has me pondering because I say a natural loss, not a spiritual one.
Let me come on.
No, what I'm saying is, yo, things happen.
Right.
It is what it is, and I appreciate Mr. DJ saying, but did I learn from it? Did I get something from it that I can move forward with it?
Right.
Not to be, but spiritually, I'm not trying to lose when it comes to God. Like, I need to win. I need to win. I need to be able to say, I need him to greet me in when that time comes.
Right.
Like, I can't keep losing in that.
Trying to pull one of your numbers. She's trying to break it down, but watch this. The question is it ever okay to be content with the loss, right? That's the question?
Yes.
Question, okay. Check this out. Let's look at the definition of content. The definition of content is in a state of peaceful happiness, pleased, satisfied, fulfilled. I would never, ever be content with a loss. Ever. Here's the thing. It's never a loss. Huh? Even like in terms of relationships. Okay? Don't say I was in that relationship for 5 years and I lost all my time. No, God replaced it. In other words, I had to go through that 5 years so I never mess up my next 30 years. That's why.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
That's a loss.
Lord have mercy. It's not a loss, it's a replacement. Because what's for you is for you. That means it wasn't for you if it's no longer there, because it returns to you if it's so, right?
Amen. Yeah. And what it sounds like is a definition of the loss is what needs to be addressed. Because obviously certain people think that loss is a something cardinal. Let me say it like that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So my thing is, listen, even like if you lose a loved one, I don't understand, God. I don't understand. So I'm glad that, you know, it's your child. It's your child, but I don't understand. And with that being said, because I do not understand, I'm always going to work on what is living around me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I would never get content with something being pulled from me. Okay? I understand that it's supposed, you know, if you took it, it's supposed to be. But I'm still just, I'm on edge because I can't get content. I can't be happy with something. And if it's not for me, it's not for me. But I'm talking about the things that I know that are for me. If I know, now some things is not for you. Oh, I'm fine with that. I had no investment in that. But if it's for me, oh, no, I want to know, God. I mean, I'm not questioning you, but can you help me get some understanding?
Right.
I would never get satisfied with the loss when it's supposed to be a win. I can't do that. You was built to win. Why did you lose? I need to know. I need to understand. Right?
Yes.
Right. What you say, Ms. Yasmin, lean not to your own understanding. That's absolutely correct. So with that being said, because I don't understand, it's your will and your way, I still cannot be, you know, if that thing is for me, I need to... Let me break it down. Okay. Hold on. What'd you say, Ms. Crystal? If the loss helped you come out on top, sometimes in order to win, something must die. That's absolutely right. Some of the most humble winners had to lose first. Absolutely right. So what you're about to bring me to my next point. Watch this. Y'all know this man. His name was Joshua. Y'all know Joshua?
Yes.
Joshua was a fighter, and Joshua came after Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He was Moses' successor, you know, meaning Moses came first and then Joshua. Moses had a staff. Joshua had fighting him. Joshua and his crew, the Israelites, they defeated Jericho. The wall of Jericho came tumbling down. They got so arrogant on the next one in Ai, they didn't fight as hard. They ain't sent as many soldiers. Joshua started crying like a baby when he lost. He wasn't content in his loss. He could have said it was meant for me, what for me is meant for me. No, he wasn't supposed to lose. Joshua found the sin in the camp that caused him to lose because somebody named Achan, look at your Bible, somebody named by the name of Achan, Mr. Achan, had took some things from Jericho when God they destroyed and burned down the whole city. He wants to take some shekels and some other stuff. So Joshua was obligated to kill this man. He had to, because you caused me to lose. I can never be content. When God told me to go there and win, I can never be content with a loss. And if I lose, I want to know why. What did I do wrong to lose?
Mm-hmm.
You see? So everybody's different. Because if God told me victory, I'm not content with a loss. I know, you know what you say, Ms. Crystal? You can't be content, not me. Because if God says yours and I don't get it, something ain't right. And I need to know why I didn't get it. Because God can't lie. So if God called a victory and I take an L in that victory, something ain't right. I'll never be content. That means I'm disobeying God. Because God said it is so, that means I'm going to make sure it is so. Now, I may be delayed, but I'm not going to take it as contentment. Because to take it as contentment means I'm disobeying God. That means, God, you said I was going to get victory, but because I didn't, I'm going to go ahead and take that. That is not God. God watches over his word to make sure that it does everything that it was set out to do. So if you got victory and you've taken a loss in that victory, he told you that you would win, you need to find out what happened. What went wrong? What went wrong in your marriage? If God said that was the man for you, what went wrong? Who did something wrong? Something ain't right. Something is not right. I can never get content with a no when God told me yes. Ever. Mm-hmm. I want everything God has for me, every victory God has for me.
Right.
So if I continue with God, say I'm supposed to get a victory over there, and I took a loss over there, well, we're going to fight tomorrow because I'm not taking that loss laying down. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. See, sometimes people don't have enough fight in them. Joshua had enough fight in them to find out what happened, who messed up in the camp, and then look what Joshua did. He got rid of them, and he went back to Ai and killed Ai, destroyed the whole city. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, he did. Go read your Bible. Huh? Go read your Bible. Watch this. Watch this. And let me bring it home full circle. If God was content with a loss, why is it that when he loses us the first time around, why do we keep on coming back? If he was content with losing you, he'd have left you alone when you told him no the first time. Uh-oh. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to
Come
me.
Come on.
Huh? Come on now. If God was content, I like that now. If God was, we should be mimicking God. So if God was content with a loss, we told God no immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the same page, baby. Crystal, we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I love me. I'm Crystal. We're on the same page. Y'all see, how you doing, Miss Tracy? But y'all see? So God never gives up with us because God is not content with losing us. Remember the Bible says he will leave the many to go get that one. He'll leave the flock to go get one sheep. Y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That means he's not content with taking an L. That means if I drop 10 or 20 coins on the floor, I want all 20. I don't want 19. If I drop 20, I want my 20 that I dropped. I want.
That's
Come
right.
on now. Don't talk about
yeah.
GRI. No, that ain't I want all my paycheck. I want all of it. If you're in a relationship, demand all the love. Don't tell them just love you some of the time. I want all my love. I ain't content with their loss. And if you can't do it, hey, no disrespect, but somebody got to. I'm trying to tell you.
99 and a half won't do.
Right.
I said 99 and a half won't do.
That's right. 99 and a half won't do. Huh? We ain't going to make it about relationships. Andrea, to better our position, a job loss may be a better job. That's right. Because, see, if that job, here's the thing, if that job wasn't for you, it wasn't for you. So you can never lose something that was never for you in the first place.
Ooh.
Can I say that again? I don't think everybody caught that. You, You can never lose something that was never for you in the first place. This life that we live is not our own. So in other words, when we never lose life, we only gain it. This life was never ours in the first place. So God can take it as he chooses to. So we don't take a loss. This is why I tell you, nobody has ever lost a battle to cancer because this life is not theirs. So you can't lose what you never owned. God took it.
Uh-oh.
God took it. Don't you know that when he went down in the liquid grave, he rose with the keys? He took it. Lord have mercy. Mr. DJ, that's the difference between losing something and taking it, right?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
That's a big difference, y'all. To lose it, meaning I wasn't prepared. To take it, meaning I submitted. I submitted. Come on. Come on, what you say? That's fire, Miss Tracy. That's real talk, right? So we got to understand. Yeah, you already know. Listen how this go. When you love something or someone, you know how you may race with your children? Now, you're 20-plus years old, older than your children. But you're older than your children, right? And to build their confidence, you say on your mark, it said go, and you let them beat you, look like you're struggling, and you let them beat you to build their confidence. So it looked like you lost, right? But look at the lesson you just taught. You can do all things, no matter how big they are, no matter how much older they are. I want you to focus on the finish line and just run.
Yeah. Yep.
That follow me? Just,
yes, sir.
You see, God said, I would never leave nor forsake you. When he said, I would never leave nor forsake you, that's like God running next to you, not in front of you. See, God is not meant to leave you. Since he never leaves you, God will let you get ahead and say, hey, slow down. Ain't that something? Others may laugh on the side of the street talking about, look at them. They can't even beat their parents. But it don't matter. Their parent running with them. Watch who win the race in the end.
Come on.
Amen.
Watch it. You can learn from your losses, okay? Even the one who's the most mature, you know how you say, I'm going to be the bigger of the two. I'm going to be the more responsible. In other words, I'm going to bow down. I'm going to let you have that. In other words, it looked like I took a loss, but it was for a better purpose, only so that you can learn something.
That's right. And build up confidence.
Oh, ain't that something? Only so you can learn something. And see, when you learn from your losses, that means you become a great teacher.
Yes.
Mr. DJ, why do we do all this learning and don't teach?
Amen.
Your best pastors sometimes used to be pimps.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You might not like it, but it's true. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Same way with police.
All this learning. Since we're so educated in God, Mr. DJ, since we're so educated just in, you know, natural things, common sense, shouldn't we be doing a lot of teaching?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about standing behind the podium.
No.
No.
I'm talking about the lifestyle that we live. What's going on, Brother Austin? She doing okay, man. What you said, Miss Andrea? Not making the team the first time may be to make you work harder to try the next time, Michael Jordan. Coming out second place will make you work harder for first. There you go. God says no the first time doesn't mean it's a loss. It's just not his time.
That's right.
You saying it. Y'all remember when the man faced the wall and God was going to take his life, and he faced that wall and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed and God extended his years? You know why? Because he didn't take loss laying down. He didn't get comfortable. He said, oh, no, I know I'm supposed to be here longer. And I ain't going to, God, I heard what you said, but I'm about to show you my faith. Uh-oh. Y'all remember that in the Bible?
Yep.
Yes.
How bad you want to win? How much have you learned from your loss?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do you want to win? How much have you learned from your loss? If you're still dealing with the foolishness that you used to deal with and you haven't gotten better, something ain't right. Now, I love you, but we do have spiritual special ed, no disrespect, but that means something is stagnant, something is not growing, and you should be growing. The Bible says you would know a tree by the fruit that it bears. In other words, you took a loss during the winter. Oh, my God. You took a loss on a winner, but this ain't winner no more.
It's spring. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, spring coming around, huh? Summer coming around, huh? You took a loss in the winter. You should be bearing some good fruit right about now, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it, bad boy.
Yeah. Huh? Don't ever. I need y'all to hear me, women. I need y'all to hear me, fellas. Don't ever say that this is my last time. One more person, you know, cheat on me. I ain't trusting in no other man. I ain't trusting no woman. Don't do that. See, that loss should make you greater. In other words, if you cheated and you hurt me, you wasn't for me. You just prepared me for the next one because they're going to get the best of me and I'm going to get the best of them. But I'm going to know what to look for and I'm going to know what to give. Lord have mercy. Somebody better high-five me. That don't mean you give up. That means you get greater.
Yeah.
That means you be a better woman. That means you be a better man. Don't give up. That means that you come out shining. Because Satan's job is to hurt you so bad that you don't want another one. Oh, no, you was a liar, Satan. I don't want you. You was the past. But I got something great. Not only do I have something great coming my way, I'm something great going their way. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hello?
Yes.
So don't let the last relationship hurt you. Let the last relationship refine you. Not define, I say refine you. That means you should be sorry. Huh? That means we should be having it going on, right? Because we learn so much, we can teach some things now. The way we teach is not by opening our mouth. We teach by people looking at our relationship and they hashtag it relationship goals. Learn from your losses. Let us go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Before I pray, Mr. Carly, you say that we on the spiritual short bus.
I ain't, man, I'm not messing with DJ tonight. I don't know what you heard.
I could have sworn I heard you say we on the spiritual short bus.
Hey, that's what another call, man. Mr. DJ said, did you say we was on a spiritual short bus? I did not say that. I said that was I'm not going there. That's what another call. Y'all pray for DJ when y'all pray. All right, that's my brother, but...
Okay, y'all bow your heads, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together again, Father. Thank you for keeping us safe and such a beautiful day, glorious day in your name, Father. Thank you for watching over us and at the appointed time, bring us back together so that we can serve in the same band of Christian love and Christian fellowship to lift your name up, Father. Let us be spiritually fed. Keep us on this path that we not stray too far from it. And learn from our losses, Father. Help keep us together, and we ask these things in your name. We pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great night. Hey, make sure y'all share these messages on your page, please. And if you get a chance, catch our Bible study on Wednesdays, okay? If you don't have a church home, just catch us. We have fun. We do a good, you know, have a good time. Okay, we learn some things. It's every Wednesday, Miss Tiana just put that information up. But make sure you share this on your page, all right? Because somebody else needs to hear this. Y'all have a great night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night. Good night.